Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It's a Wednesday morning and our opportunity here to get caught up with officials from USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden Schools. And today we are joined by Assistant Superintendent of the District, Eric Reed. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Daryl Eady, school board member, joins us as well. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on here this morning. We're first week back from spring break, something we didn't get to say last year. So glad to have everybody back in school, and you know, exciting times. We're getting in the stretch run, aren't we, Eric?
Yeah, you know, it feels good to come back after spring break and, you know, finish up this last quarter of the year. I thought it was interesting, you know, something people might find a little funny, but some of our younger students that never came back after spring break were really questioning their teachers whether they had to be there after spring break or not. They had it in their minds that we don't come back after spring break. We're done in March. And so either they're getting a happy reward or a disappointing into the school year. But I thought that was kind of funny that several teachers reported that to me.
No 5-month summer vacations. That's not an every year occurrence.
Yeah, I sure hope not. That was horrible the year we did it. So I'm glad to finish up strong.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's exciting to see that, you know, and we've been talking to a lot of the area school districts here in the past week, and most have said the same thing. You know, just the fact that they've been able to get through this uncertain year without any, you know, real disaster, I guess, is a real plus.
Yeah, we're grateful for what we've been able to do, and thankful for everybody that made it happen.
Well, as we take a look at what's coming down here, the rest of the school year, almost in the month of April, and I know that they've been talking to my daughter's school here about state testing coming up, I think as soon as next week. Is that right? Is that when it starts?
Oh, yeah, we're in the window. In any time after spring break is the state testing window, so that'll be scheduled at the buildings periodically, probably through the end of April.
All right, so obviously important to make sure everybody's well rested and well prepared for that. What other announcements do we have coming down the pike?
Well, I can tell you what Michelle's already sent us. We have kindergarten roundup coming up. It's scheduled for Thursday, April 22nd from 5:45 to 6:45 p.m. This year, again, it'll be a drive-through event at all 10 of our elementary schools, and we'll be welcoming our future kindergartners that evening. Unsure which school your child will attend? Well, call our transportation department at 785-587-2190 or look on our website, usd383.org. And I can tell you there's a lot more information out there too, if you're interested. And we are moving forward this year. Yay. Plans for the Manhattan High School prom and commencement. We've been working with Kansas State University and Kansas State Athletics on our plan for the 2021 Manhattan High School commencement ceremony. We're all anxious for that. We are happy to announce that we have a date and time for our 21 Manhattan High School commencement ceremony. That will be held at Bill Snyder Family Stadium this year. Our ceremony will be Friday, May 14th at 7:30 p.m. and the gates will open at 6:30 p.m. At this time, each graduate will receive 4 tickets to get in. And the Manhattan High School prom, which I'm sure juniors and seniors are excited about, is scheduled for April 17th from 9 p.m. to midnight at the Manhattan Town Center. And for more information, both prom and commencement can be found on the Manhattan High School web page or on the 383 webpage.
Very cool. I know a lot of people looking forward to both of those events, and I imagine commencement, in addition to the in-person, will it also be broadcast online for those maybe who can't go?
Yeah, I think we're planning to have something that people can watch, some kind of live stream.
Okay, very good. Is this the first time it's ever been held outdoors?
It's years ago it was outdoors, but it's probably been maybe 20 years, 30 years.
Yeah. Well beyond my time, Brandon. So if they did it, it wouldn't surprise me if they did outdoors at Bishop in the past.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, a lot of fun there. And of course, a lot of kids will be excited to have prom once again. That's a big step. And, you know, it's nice to see with the easing restrictions that, you know, more events are coming about and we're able to open that back up. Because if you look back 1 year ago today, it was a very different world we were living in.
Yeah. And I think the struggle right now is how far to open up, that we want to do some of these major things, but we want to do it safely. But we also don't want to open up the floodgates and finish out the year on a down note, especially when we've done so well. So trying to stay in school is still a priority for us. So I think when some people cutting back some of the restrictions that you see in the community, in the town, I'm still grateful for the county and city with their mask ordinance, because I think that'll help us finish out the year as well on a strong note. But people always want to know, well, when are we going to open it up? When is everything going to be available? When can we just flood the building with a lot of people? And we're going to be really careful about that. So even these prom and commencement events, we're still being careful. It's not going to look like it normally does. But you also get those one-time experiences. You got to remember those seniors, this year's seniors didn't get a chance to experience that prom last year. You know, they got it cut out. And if we don't have that event for them this year, they could go through high school never experiencing that. And that's kind of one once in a lifetime deal, can be. So trying to get those opportunities there and trying to get the in-person graduation is definitely a priority for us.
Yeah. And protocols are obviously going to stay in place for the rest of the year. And then will it be summertime when you guys maybe like rethink what plans will be for the fall?
We'll definitely be working this summer on plans for the fall. Anything done this summer, we plan on continuing our same guidelines that we use this year. We found them successful. So if we have summer school opportunities, or if we have anything going on in our buildings, we're going to still work social distancing or dividers, PPE, masks, definitely going to be a part of what we do this summer.
I know in the past, the Boys and Girls Club did the before and after school programming. Is that something that's been talked about here for the next year?
Yeah, and they're doing it now.
Are they? Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, they're actually doing it now, and they run some stuff in the summer, and they're going to follow similar protocols as well.
Very good. Any other announcements here of note here before we transition into the board meeting itself?
Well, I know Michelle wanted me to talk about some legislative things. I don't know if that's a good thing or a good time, but I think it fits in with summer. One of the plans, when legislature's in session, it's always a good, bad thing. So you got some things that are going to give you some trouble and some things they're going to help you out along the way. So I just wanted to highlight, as we were talking this summer, everybody knows COVID took a lot of time in classrooms away from our kids. And it took a time from our staff away from our kids. And the federal government in all the stimulus packages have done things to get money to schools to make up for that. And it's called ESSER funds that we are slotted to get. And I just wanted to highlight one of the bills that's alive, and it's Senate Bill 267, which basically takes the ESSER funds that we were supposed to get from the federal government to help catch kids back up from COVID or be able to do some different things to help kids and families, maybe continuing the hotspots going home, to help support the technology, provide some summer school opportunities, some tutoring opportunities, some catch ups for kids. But that bill is a little troubling because it basically takes our federal funds that we would get. And that's also what we use for our PPE, that we've made all those investments that we need to continue as well. And they take that federal money and they basically deduct our state aid by that amount, which really puts a hamper on us going forward with an expanded summer school or expanded learning opportunities for our kids or remedial opportunities, after school programs that we could expand next year with those funds. And so I think the thing I want to get out to the community now, that while that looms over our head, it's nearly impossible for us to plan and put things into place for this summer. And I'm told that they're going to kind of hang on that into May. Number one, I think it's illegal under federal guidelines of supplant and replace. I think it would end right back up in the Supreme Court. With the funding lawsuit that we had, the money they're taking away is a big part of what's getting stripped out. So I do think I know where it ends up, but by the time that all gets settled, we're going to be well into summer. And then we can't plan those opportunities for those kids. So right now we're kind of in a limbo on some of those things that we want to do and that we have the funding to do. I just don't know if that funding is going to actually be there or if we're going to have to replace it with other funding.
Mm-hmm. Well, that puts a lot of things in a bind. What kind of programs would you specifically be on hold for the summer?
Well, like I said, you know, we've had COVID hit some of our at-risk populations a lot harder than others. And we were looking into summer school opportunities for a lot of our ESOL students that really struggled through that time, or that, you know, dual language families that really, really struggle with the at-home support and getting them into the buildings this summer. We've done the assessments on the kids, so we know where people are behind and where they're not behind, and really focusing in on some summer school and extended learning opportunities for them this summer was a big thing we were going to do. We're also going to look at reducing some class sizes as well, because I think that can help all kids get caught up and do a little better when they have a better student-teacher ratio in those buildings. So, yeah, it's really hard to plan when you don't know what the rules are, and that's going to be a frustrating thing. And it's a word I want to get out because that's sitting solely with the legislature right now.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things that, the money was designed for is because people felt like people were running behind on education. That's what you hear in the news all the time. Kids aren't caught up. And that's what this money was designed for, is to help us catch up. And for the legislature to hold that hostage and not allow us to do what it was designed to do is a little frustrating.
Yeah, certainly. I can see the frustration there. Absolutely. Especially after more than a decade here of battling through the courts to get the funding just right. Well, that is a bill we certainly keep an eye on here, because I remember that coming about. Didn't get a lot of press last week at the state level, but that one is one to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that people don't realize what it does until after the fact, and unless you work in this world every day. So that's one of the things, if people want to know why we're a little slow on expanding our summer school opportunities, what we're going to do with those funds, it's because I don't know whether they're going to come that way or not.
All right. Well, good information there here this morning on In Focus. We're going to step aside, take a break, and come back with some more with Eric Reed and Daryl Eady on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.